middle of nowhere to the center of everywhere. It's Beneath the Surface with Sean Murphy and Corey Cooper.
Rolling again. Hey, y'all, it's Sean Murphy. Welcome to another episode of Beneath the Surface. And today I'm sitting here with Tyler Trant, Rob McAbee, and the lovely Casey Collins. And we're going to talk about... And Sky Bailey, who's sitting here, but she's being quiet. She just had a baby. And she's coming, she's resurfaced, sans the belly, and she's come to visit and hang out and listen to stories and catch up about all the things that are happening at Boat. Hi, Sky.
Pretend I'm not here.
No, but you can say hi.
Hi,
Sky. Sky basically holds everything together at Boat Boards.
Sky is the glue.
And right now we're struggling a little bit because she's on maternity leave, but...
Like, we're struggling hard,
yeah,
actually.
Struggling hard. We did a photo shoot today. It was like three monkeys fucking a football. Can I say that on this
sure.
podcast?
No, you just did. You already did.
You just did.
So anyway, today we're going to talk about a very amazing project we just finished up. A new product launch. We did a video for it. Kind of like a Fellini meets Quentin Tarantino, black and white, art film. Rob McAbee was the starring actor. It's directed, written, and produced by Will Boucher. Shot by Shane Reynolds and Tyler Trant. And all the clothing and design was costume design done by Casey Collins. It was amazing.
And what did you do?
I... was there for moral support, technical support, and photos.
And grumpy old manness.
And I was grumpy that
That's
day.
Fine.
But whatever. Let's not talk if this isn't about me. I'm going to pass over to Rob McAbee for he might be able to give you a little more insight as to what the purpose of this was. And then we can get into some of the nuts and bolts.
The details.
What's up, Rob?
Yeah, man. So this project is a product launch video. And typically we don't like to do just stupid, boring product launch videos. So we concepted it, kind of threw it through a few people's, you know, eyes. And we kind of came up with, Sean had his analogy. Mine was more the movie Lighthouse meets Sin City. That kind of vibe. So that was sort of the stylistic direction we were taking. And basically put it in Will's hands to write the script, kind of come up with the overall concept, which is a little obscure, I'll have to admit. But don't worry about that. Just watch it because it's badass.
Yeah, super.
So don't worry about the storyline. Just watch it and enjoy it.
I've seen it a few times.
I've watched it 100 times.
Yeah. I don't know what's happening.
I just know
that it's amazing. And sometimes you just watch. It's like watching a music video. Like, what are they doing? What is the purpose? It doesn't have anything to do with the song. It's just rad.
Yeah.
Just watch it.
And that's, I think at Boat, we tend to be allowed to flex that, you know, where it doesn't have to be linear. It doesn't have to make sense. Mm-hmm. It just has to be cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was cool.
It does make a little sense. I mean,
well, yeah, in the end, but
I definitely think if you're micro dosing shrooms, it would all come super clear.
Oh my gosh!
That might be not recommending that you do that. Just saying.
Just
that if it happens,
I'm throwing that into the ether.
And when you watch it, if you haven't already watched it, you must watch it on good speakers. With a big TV.
Don't watch it on your phone.
Shit.
Yeah, don't.
It's all about the sound design.
The sound design's really good.
Yeah, it was solid. It's solid. Absolutely. Probably very, very close to my favorite project.
Is this your swan song?
It may be my opus.
Rob's, Rob. This is Rob's Super Bowl.
The Super Bowl.
Rob likes.
Pirates.
Costumes. Pirates,
makeup.
Accessories.
Oh, so many accessories.
Okay. I have questions.
Okay.
Casey.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the costume. Let's talk about the... Because he's a pirate, but he's He's also looks futuristic. Like, it almost looks like a Mad Max meets Johnny Depp.
Yeah. So I think for the costume, we kind of were shooting for like post-apocalyptic pirate. Like, he's just been on the sea for hundreds of years and, you know, he's rough and tumble and he's lived 1,000 lives, I believe it was. 1,000?
Yeah. One or two.
So we wanted to ensure that the costuming wasn't like cheesy and kind of reflected that, you know, hard lived life, the pursuit of whatever the fuck it is that he's looking for.
I think we, you know, we told Rob, you know, because he likes to keep a nice beard and he pampers himself. Rob is he doesn't
is
like
that a thing?
He doesn't.
Do I?
He's not an animal like myself. He takes care of himself. Put shit in. I went to watch him get his beard done one day by this chick in a barbershop. She was putting oils and things and massaging the hair. I was like, did your hair even feel that? Like, so anyway, I digress. We said, Rob, leading up to this, stop showering and eating and all those things that this creature comforts. Come to the shoot, like, uncomfortable.
You know what I mean? He texted me like a week before a picture of him with a bear face and was like,
no,
I just couldn't do it. I had to shave it off. And I was like, no, why?
It was like a shot lies. That I had taken a few lies. Years ago, like a couple beards ago where I like just shaved it off.
Yeah.
And I have and to just to fuck with her. I'm like, hey, guess what? The beard's gone.
Everything.
I have to say I was super impressed because it was. I mean, you're generally very well put together. Rough, but put together and smell nice. And you look like... You reminded me of Robin Williams in the movie where he plays like a homeless person running around New York. Like like you dumped wine all over yourself, then rolled in a pile of shit, and then jogged a couple marathons.
From Jacksonville to here.
And then poured more wine all over yourself, and then... threw up on yourself. Yeah. Anyway, you wore the costume the whole week. He was here for a week, people, and he was walking around town like...
sweating.
Not even sweating. Nobody even flinched. He looked so comfortable. We went to
dinner. And he had makeup on.
And he had
the eye makeup.
Eye makeup on. We met for coffee one day, like me and him and Will, and he was wearing the black eye makeup.
But like regular
children.
Clothes.
Yeah, children were walking in, like afraid of him.
Oh. Like, what in the hell is happening right now?
People around here are like, oh, that guy lives in Fort Walton.
Yeah. Well, sure. I've seen him walking down the street before.
Yeah.
How many times do people give you dollar bills and shit?
Well, none. I think they were afraid.
Where's your cardboard, dude?
If we just gave you a bunch of plastic bags, it would have
been like, then maybe.
So we don't want any.
We, in the first scene, so we rented an old sailboat. There's a lot of moving parts of the shoot, but we had an old sailboat. And on our first scene, it looked amazing. And Rob had to drink rum, which I guess we could have just put sweet tea in a glass.
Whiskey.
But
why?
The same. It was whiskey. And so we did like 15 or 20 takes, and Rob's chugging whiskey. It's 130 degrees
inside the sailboat, no AC. Yeah,
and I looked at Rob at one point; he was wobbling, and I was like, we're 20 minutes into this shoot. He has to swim down to the bottom of the bay later and do all this other shit like he's gonna die. But he hung in there. He just stayed drunk the whole 3 days. I think, right, Rob?
I can handle it.
You can. I was impressed. I was super impressed.
I sweat it all out.
Tyler shot the B-roll. What were your thoughts, Tyler? Give us a couple of highlights. What did you think?
I think it was my first like bigger piece that I've been a part of, which was kind of fun. But I mean, I didn't understand I read the script and I was just like, what are we doing?
What are we doing?
Yeah, there was a lot of what are we doing here? But, no, it was good. I mean, there was just a lot of... Day one, there was a lot of moving parts. That was probably the sweatiest.
The sun. The sun was a moving part.
Yeah. For the first day, I played the sun. So I was literally just holding lights.
This was the most expensive shoot I've personally ever been on to, because the guy who drove us around in his boat also sells boats, and I bought a brand new boat. So this shoot cost me $50,000. And I wasn't even going to buy a boat. So this shoot cost me.
Well, that's because you were stuck on the boat with his
with
boat,
the guy.
And he was like, I saw boats. And you're like, I want a
hey,
boat.
Hey, man, I just got a divorce. And I was like, hey, me too. He's like, you want to buy a boat? And I said, yeah, let's give me a boat. And I bought a boat.
Yesterday.
Yesterday. Done. Mm. No. No quarter given. Lots of quarters.
Lots of quarters. Yeah. Quite a few quarters are going to be poured into the water and that into that hole
here
in the water.
Here we go. Taking it into full tailspin mode again, boys and girls. I feel sorry for the people that listen to this podcast. They're like, what there they go. Started out making sense.
If anybody Tyler, wanted any insight onto our road trip. But no, I thought it was good. I think the day one was kind of set the precedent. That was the most fun, other than it being 130 degrees inside that sailboat. And then the other boat was the one that had all the waters. So me and Casey and Rob were just sipping whiskey.
And then the third boat had the drone.
And the third boat.
And the fifth boat had the lens that Shane needed
for
the one shot.
And then we had Shane in full scuba gear and a full dive housing.
Yeah.
And for like three shots, they look good. They were worth it. But at the time, you're going,
what
really
is happening
what,
here?
What
breath.
Is going on?
Let's rock and roll.
Yeah. But no, it turned out really awesome. I mean, I think
Shane
and Will killed it.
Yeah, Will. Will's the master.
Yeah, we have to talk about Will.
Will is a genius.
I've been telling everybody that for 20 years. And,
right.
And luckily, he and I have known each other for 25 years, I think, something like that. We met in L.A. a million years ago, and one of my best friends. But people don't understand, like, we're here in a small town, that we have access to world-class people, talent.
Well,
he works on things, I mean, real movies.
Yeah, like Robert De Niro.
So don't get it twisted. We've got the
somebody
real,
who's
yeah.
real.
Yeah.
But Will's also the type of guy that you can meet him for 5 minutes and feel like you've known him.
Exactly.
For yep.
Yeah. Ever. And he's a great.
I mean, the sexual innuendo.
No, none for Will. No, Will doesn't
Will.
Participate
Will
doesn't.
In Will that. Will just make you feel so comfortable
you can't say
slash
anything.
Uncomfortable.
Yeah.
It's never,
anyone else says the shit that Will says, they're going to jail.
I mean, right. I tried to call 911 a couple times.
Right. HR.
If I said the shit that he says, mm-mm.
It just wouldn't come out right.
Wouldn't come out right.
It would be the creepiest, weirdest shit.
But somehow, yeah. Yeah.
But he says it with just such, like, almost like under his breath. But just like so.
And then you go, wait,
what did
you say? What did you say?
Yeah.
What did you say?
Oh, like, but he
what?
Says it like in conversation.
Tickle your ass with a feather. What'd you say? What? Oh, particularly in icy weather. And you're like, well, what just happened?
So it was, but it was a good crew.
Yeah, good crew. Good crew. So is this podcast after the people have seen this, or are we posting that? So I'm assuming you're listening to this. You've seen the video. If you haven't, go see it.
Yeah, I would assume
if you have any questions regarding the video, it's Susie@boatboard.com. She loves fielding artistic questions, theory.
Any general
color,
question, really.
What you're wearing, what the weather's like in Pittsburgh, whatever. We don't care.
From what I've heard, she loved the video, too.
She did love it.
Oh,
yeah,
she dissected it. So any questions that you have regarding the concept, the details, like why this, why that, just hit up Susie.
Also, I would like to give a shout out to Dennis, who works in our great, manages our Great and Beach store. He had a cameo in the film. And, I mean, you couldn't have cast this anywhere in the world better than
if we tried.
Fit, you couldn't, it wouldn't happen.
If we were paying.
He was better than David Carradine.
Oh, yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
In Kung Fu. Like, he was amazing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was the shit, so.
Oh, that was the other actual reference kind of point
Carradine.
That we had was the Sin City just, Lighthouse and Kung Fu.
Yeah.
So it kind of had a little bit of
if
all
Kung
that.
Fu had sex with Sin City.
Mm-hmm.
And we would have.
So if you're in the
no
Great
quarter,
and Beach
we would
store,
if you're
no
in
quarter.
The Great Beach store, go ask Dennis. Old Dennis to give you
an autograph.
An autograph, he'll
and he'll give you some bread.
A piece of bread. Yeah.
No, you took the bread.
Took
that's true.
Because he's a liar.
Maybe Mountain Dew and knowledge.
So you're driving home from your job and it's 5:30 in the afternoon.
Morning
right now,
Dew.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry for this 20 minutes you'll never get back. But
goodness.
Anything else? I'm sure we're glossing over it. It was amazing. There's so much to talk about, and we're definitely glossing it over. But
I mean, well, we should mention Dave. Dave sat in as our extra in the bar scene.
Oh, yeah, he did. In the background.
Yeah, he was a great extra.
Yeah, Dave drank like two drinks by himself.
He's just sitting there with
so
his head down.
He looked very comfortable, actually.
Yeah.
Facing the wall.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, the bar scene was probably one of the coolest.
You think?
Just theatrically, I suppose. It was, cool. It was badass. Yeah, it was cool.
There was a lady doing yoga down there at one point. I walked in and
what?
We went, yeah.
In the bar?
What?
Somebody was there. Dave might have been there with me, but there was, after we shot the bar scene and then we went outside to shoot the dock scene, mm-hmm. I came back in and she was just in the middle of all of our camera gear and lights and she was just doing yoga.
Destined people.
And
I
was like,
come on.
I was like,
did that come from?
I have no idea. She was there, and
she
I'm like,
to stretch
oh,
stretch out her hip flexors. She was upstairs getting loose all night at the bar, and like had to come down for a little stretchy stretch.
And she's like, oh, I normally have the space to myself, and I was like, oh, we'll be out of your hair. In
our
about
bad.
10
we thought this was a restaurant.
Sorry, I didn't see that it said Harbor Docks and Yoga Studio.
And thank you to Harbor Docks, by the way. They're always such great people, and let us do a lot of stuff with them. And super helpful. Thank you also to Randy over that owns Blue Water Bay Marina. Those guys, without them, honestly, I don't think the shoot would have turned out the same way.
They our two support
helpers.
Kids.
Oh yeah,
were
yeah.
amazing.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. It was great, man. So thanks everybody, and thanks for listening to us. And I really hope you enjoy our film. And we'll see you on another episode of Beneath the Surface coming soon. Adios.
See ya.